This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the Taliban on Wednesday that any legitimacy or support would have to be earned after Afghanistan's new rulers announced an interim government that drew a deeply skeptical Western response. At a news conference in Germany Wednesday, Blinken said the Taliban would have to show they're worthy of international backing.
The Taliban seek international legitimacy and support. Any legitimacy, any support will have to be earned.
The Secretary of State and his German counterpart met at a U.S. base in Germany that has become a key transit point for evacuees from Afghanistan. They hosted a virtual meeting of officials from 22 countries, as well as NATO, the European Union, and the UN, one day after the Taliban announced their all-male interim government. Stacked with veterans of the Taliban's hardline rule from the 1990s, and includes Sijjarhuddin Haqqani, who is wanted for questioning by the U.S. FBI as the new interior minister. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said Wednesday his organization would continue working with Afghanistan's new rulers and urged the World Bank to find ways to end a funding freeze he said was crippling the country's health system. Peter Maurer said through a virtual conference that he would advocate for restoring the World Bank financing.
I would certainly advocate for the bank to look into the best possible way to resume its support for the health facilities in Afghanistan.
The International Monetary Fund has also frozen its activities following the Taliban return to power after being ousted for two decades. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website,